Hello, all. Welcome to Cricket Calypso, brought to you by NNN. Let's start off the show with an update on today's matches. Bangladesh were brought back to reality by Sri Lanka after Jayasurya blazed his way to a magnificent century.
This was a typical century by Jayasurya, aided with fours and sixes all around the ground. Dilshan and Silva made useful contributions with 50s. Sri Lanka, after being asked to bat first, made 318. Bangladesh bowlers could not repeat their magic, neither could their batsmen. Sri Lanka started cautiously, but how long can you keep Jayasurya under check?
It's back to the hyper nickel after the sober Mr. Shim. Well, Pakistan finally won an inconsequential match, although they had to win one to go back home with their head held high.
This Pakistani team has seen some hard time in the past. After the death of their coach Bob Woolmer, now this is being treated as murder. Inzi as well played his last ODI and was given a standing ovation from teammates and opponents alike. A tearful farewell to a very specially talented batsman from the subcontinent.
Well, the big question now, which I think is on every Indian team supporter's mind, will the Indian team qualify? The million-dollar question. What do you think, Mr. Shim?
In my opinion, I think Sri Lanka have done their bit to help India by putting on a huge score against Bangladesh. The net run rate of Bangladesh is at -2 and will take some performance by them against Bermuda if they are to qualify to the Super 8s. Of course, this equation will be not considered at all or not required at all if India managed to beat Sri Lanka, which currently seems to be an uphill task looking at the current form of some of the Indian batsmen.
Well, do you think so? With Sehwag with a big century, Tendulkar blazing away, and of course Yuvraj with those big sixes the other day. Do you really think so India cannot take on Sri Lanka come Friday?
There is absolutely no doubt, Nikhil, that Sehwag got to 100 against Bermuda. But is this a confidence booster? Or is it going to give him a false confidence? I think that he's going to go for an expansive drive and get caught behind. But for the sake of Indian supporters, let's hope that this does not happen. And he goes on to post a huge score, helping India to win against Sri Lanka. And thus putting the Indian team in contention for a place in the Super 8s.
Thanks for your comments, Mr. Shim. Spoken like a true Indian supporter. Going on to tomorrow's games. Group A, Netherlands take on Scotland. And in Group C, New Zealand take on Canada. This is NNN signing off. Cheers and go Calypso! World Cup 2007!